Wednesday night, end of the Torah, Rabbi Otzi Posen.
Okay, so, Chanukah. It's always good to talk about Yontov just as it's finishing. That way no one could pull you up on anything. And if you say anything wrong, it doesn't matter, because by next year you're going to all have forgotten. So I've got the liberty of saying whatever I want. Chanukah is a very interesting, how do you call it, Yontov, suppose. Is there some sort of, some element of Yontov to it? It's a very interesting time. Because the mitzvah of Chanukah, well, it's interesting, firstly, what is the mitzvah of Chanukah? People say, yes, what's the mitzvah of Chanukah? So, the obvious mitzvah, of course, is eating donuts, as many as you can. But the second most obvious mitzvah is menorah. Now, it's not so simple that, because we say, V'edliku neyes b'chatzu kodshecha, v'kovu shmoyles yimi Chanukah eilu, not l'hadlik menorah, l'hoitesu l'halav. Really, the whole mantra of Chanukah is l'hoitesu l'halav. Now, the Mepharshim say that lighting menorah is a form of hoidah, for sure it's a form of hoidah. It's always said to me, they light menorah every day, but he said one day they forgot to daven halal. It's a bit funny that. Look, the ig is loads of halal. In fact, one of the Achronim have a whole shaila about someone was in jail, and he came out only for a few minutes. Should he come out to light menorah, or come out to say halal? Should he come out to say halal? So you see, loads of halal is a very central part of Chanukah.
He could say halal in the prison.
I don't remember the truth. It could be down and sit with him. Oh, there you go. There were some cases where he had the choice of one or the other. So you do find. Yeah, good point. Oh, he didn't know the nusach of that. So that whatever else. So you see the idea that the ikkah of Chanukah is the Hizah Halal. And tomorrow is a very interesting day because tomorrow we don't have an era. We like tonight. And tonight is the last night. Whereas tomorrow is a full day of Chanukah. Why? Because we say halal. And Allah listen, the Haidah and the halal that we have to remind Shalom, that continues straight forward till Shkia, Nacht, whatever it is tomorrow. That's the regular Haidah halal. And really that's the whole idea of Chanukah, is to appreciate even in the darkness, in the long, dark, depressing galus. In Manchester it's very easy to imagine this because we were very good at this long, dark, depressing life. It's dark in the summer, dark in the winter. So that we know what it means to feel down, it's raining and it's miserable. But the candle lights up to tell us there's always the hope, it's the last miracle that ever happened. The last one, the relationship says you're in galus, you're already in galus. You're in galus, I'm there with you, I'm going to always look after you. And it's a light, because the light in the darkness, it's like a couple, you know, that one of them goes away for a long time. So this is like the last sign, you know, the final goodbye. And we hope one day, you know, Hachzireinu, the Rebbe Shalom is going to bring us back, and then we're going to get back with the Rebbe Shalom. But this is the last little wink from Hashem, and that's really the message of Chanukah. So, Chanukah, menorah is the central theme of Chanukah, and there's a lot of interesting shailas. I promise you 8 shailas, I'll see how many I get to. Before we get to the shailas, you have to establish a few facts about the halachas of menorah. Once you have these facts clear, you can answer any shaila. Well, you can't answer any shaila. You can realize why you can't answer any shaila, when everything's a sophic. But what's the klalim in Chanukah? The first thing to know is, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is Ner Ish Ubeisai. It's a Ner, it's a flame, it's a Ish, doesn't mean a man, it's every person. Beisai, but the mitzvah takes place in a house. Just like you've got a mezuzah. Mezuzah is not in your car, you do the hanging in your car. But really, a mezuzah is dinim bayis. Chanukah is dinim bayis. Ramosha says, the guy who sleeps on the park bench, no house, no mitzvah menorah. No mezuzah, also not. I'm sorry, you don't qualify, you need the house. It's Ne'ish Ubeisai. Ne'ish Ubeisai is really the whole theme of Chanukah. And every halacha command is learned out of those three words. So another part of Ne'ish Ubeisai is there's a Ne'ish, everyone has a light. Ubeisai is the house, meaning there's one light per house. We do Mahadrin and Mahadrin, beautiful, everyone lights. But what's the real mitzvah? That's a Chumrah, Mahadrin, it's a Hiddur. Mikadin is one light per house. You've got, let's talk about the minimal family unit. You've got a couple, and you've got a man, wife, son, daughter, right? The four people. One of those four, all over Bas Mitzvah, one of those four lights menorah, everyone's covered. That's the first thing to know. Sorry? One of them lights one light every night, they're all covered. No problem, that works. That means the husband can light, the wife can light, the son can light, the daughter can light, and more than that, if they're not there, they're still yotzer. There's no real reason to be there. We'll discuss soon why he should be there. He should for sure be there. But mitzad the mitzvah of menorah, just like if I put mezuzah up, I don't need anyone to be there. My wife, my kids, my parents, my brother, everyone can be there. The mezuzah, and it works for you when you come home. Mezuzah on the door, great, you can the mitzvah. You don't have to be there, b'shas, kavias, mezuzah. The menorah is very, and again, I remember one year, many years ago, I was a kid, and one of the biggest mitzvahs, it's gone out of fashion now, was going to the sales. If you don't go to the sales, forget it. Life's not worth living. So you go to the sales, it's Chanukah, after Chogah, the Boxing Day, I want light menorah. All the girls in the sales. Now, this is easy, you just do on your thing. They're all in the sales. What do you do? No problem. You don't need to be there. You can be kind of mitzvah, you know, contactless. You're with Wi-Fi. You're 20 miles away. You yoitza, it's unbelievable. You can be shopping in town. You can be sleeping in your bed in a different house. You yoitza your mitzvah by someone lighting your new house. Why? Ne'er isha beisa. One flame covers the chiv of the entire unit of this house. Then you can do sugi v'achsano. You've got a guest staying by you. Joins with a pruta. However you want to place, it can expand however big. You've got a moisa, 200 people, one, as long as you fill in all the conditions, one flame covers everyone. Why should you be the B'shas Hadlaka? Because there's two other parts of the mitzvah of Chanukah, and they're very integral parts. The Gemara says, Haroya Ner Chanukah. What does it mean, Haroya Ner Chanukah? Everyone, you light it, you see it. No. The Rishonim point out, why is Haroya? Because you're not lighting. You're the sort of guy who doesn't light. You don't have a house. You don't have oil. Whatever it is, you're not lighting. So you see the Ner Chanukah Bavarich, which means when you number one, you see it, and number two, you make a bracha. So when I'm lighting for my family, they're not there, no problem. They're in town. They're in Marks and Spencer doing their shopping. Ner Ishavetzi, they use the mitzvah. However, you see from the Gemara, Haroya Ner Chanukah, someone who sees Ner Chanukah, should do it, should make a bracha. So there is, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're not lighting, you don't have a house. You park bench guy, no one lights me, I don't light your potter. You should go and see an air. And not only that, you should make a bracha of the second bracha we say, Jonathan Nissim. So that's why people want to know, should my kids be there, my kids, my parents, my spouse, whatever, my sibling, someone's not there, should I wait, my daughter, she's out there, she's shopping, she's out, so she's on the flight, should I wait for her? So the mitzvah, you find she's yoitza the mitzvah, no problem. She's lit menorah. When you go like this, she's lit menorah. Your son's lit menorah. Whoever's in the house lit menorah. But the haroya to see the Ner Chanukah and the bracha that she doesn't have. Simple option, very simple. You've got a chassid neighbor who lights 10:30 at night. He waits for the achtel nacht, whatever he does, so she can go to him, see his neir, and hear the bracha. There's two separate things. There's three separate things. There's lighting menorah, which one person does for everyone. Number two is they're seeing a menorah. There's loads of menorahs to see. Walk down the street, or Hashem, you can see loads of menorahs. And number three is the bracha.
Can't she make her own bracha?
Can she make the own bracha? If someone lights for you, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in one place says that if you light and your daughter wasn't there, she can make a bracha of Shulchan Nisim. And the Shulchan Aruch in the second place says she could. And the next sip in Shulchan Aruch says she can't. And Mishmur says, what do we do? It's a sophic. And the Shulchan Aruch sometimes does this. He quotes one Rishon here, one Rishon there, and it's Takas Dira, it's Machlok Rishon, and he brings both. And how do we paskin? He doesn't tell you how he paskins. So therefore, that's why I said, the best is you go to someone who's lighting late, they make Shulchan Nisim. You're sorted. Your father lived in a few. You saw loads of menorahs. You can't avoid seeing the menorahs. They're all over the place. And you heard the bracha from someone else. You've got all three things. No,
that's more. Let's say you're not going to hear the bracha from
someone else. Oh, so if you're not going to hear the bracha from someone else, then the mitzvah you've done, by your father lighting, seeing you've seen, and the bracha's a sofek. It's not terrible. It's a sofek. You can't say you're mavatla bracha. It's a sofek. Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. So with knowing this, you can now enter every shayla that comes up on Chanukah confidently and know what we're going to do. Someone just asked me yesterday, very complicated shayla. It's very complicated. He has two daughters who went to Israel. It's one of the mitzvahs now, you know, when your daughters, the moistest, they all close down as much as they can, and everyone goes to Israel. She's on the flight. She goes, come out, only Jewish girls. You know, all between the age of like 15 and 18. That was like the whole flight. Can you imagine what it must have been like? Proper trauma. The whole flight of these guys, they go to Israel. So there's two of them went to Israel. They're staying by his uncle's house. Now, this is a very complicated China. His uncle has a woman whose her husband's not well, and this woman stays by her as well. So you got the uncle with his wife, then they've got any kids left at home, and they've got a woman who stays by them because the husband, I think, is in old age, but he has a condition. Then his two daughters join this house. This is their Israel. They're there for a week by him. His two great nieces. Greatnesses, right. It doesn't make a difference. They're by him. Fine. That's Shlav Aleph of the Shaila. Then this person found out that one of his relatives in England is not well. So he flew back. The day after they came, he flew to England. So now you've got the two girls staying in an empty house with a woman who's lodging there. So let's start slow. You go to someone's house, right? Your daughter, your son goes away to... Let's make it very simple. The Birkham Sib. I don't know if they still fashion the Birkham Sib. You go to Gates of London, the Birkham Sib. Your son goes there. Your hadlaka covers them. They don't need to light. your daughter in Sem, a boy in Yeshiva, you don't need to light. Why do they light? Sorry?
Because they haven't seen the lights.
Yeah. So if they do that, they can't make a bracha shekh and Hanukkah, because they've done that. They have to, they go Baruch Zeroya, and that's a Sofik Baruch Zeroya, there's two opinions. So really, no one should be lighting. So let's go back a stage. Why is it we light at home? You've got a man, you've got seven menorahs in the house, because you've got a man and six sons, what's going on? So we know Mahadran and Mahadran. I don't have lights. Frederick Kivego, I don't understand. You don't have six mezuzahs on your door. How do you have six menorahs? What's going on? Neri Shabesa, I light. Everyone else lights the Bracha Ratzalah. How can they light? What's going on?
They don't want to be
Yitzah. Oh, so different Mahalchah. Rukhi Vega is the most popular one. He says, you have das not to be Yitzah. That means when I light, my kids, I have das, I'm not Yitzah to them. They have das, they're not being Yitzah from me. Fine. They can now light. It's not so simple because you can't do it by other mitzvahs. Someone had a whole fight once, a long story, we don't have time for it now, where he has mezuzahs on the door and you're not going to take mezuzahs down, someone else can put another second mezuzah up. You have two mezuzahs on, you have to go, everyone like that. And then you got Bashal Baal Toysef, I said, I'm mad to Hanor from you for my mezuzah unless you pay me. Mezuzah Lehonis Ninu, that's a very complicated jaila. But really, Ben Menorah, Rabbi Kiyaka says, that everyone has doubts not to cover each other. Which means, if your son comes home late and says, oh, I've got to lie, okay, fine, I rely on yours, you can't. How was he originally going to lie? Because I have doubts, it's for me and not for you. And that way, and I facilitate you to light. How can a son light? One mitzvah, because I have das, my mother is mine, you light yours. If he now changes his mind, he can't light. Obviously, if your daughter says, can I light menorah? Sure, why not? You can light menorah, a girl can light. No one's you lit. Because when you were lit, you covered her. That's why she's bas mitzvah.
Why wouldn't she cover you then for light?
Because that's Rabbi Kivega. Whoever knows they're going to light, separates their chiyuv. So I know my son's lighting, my daughter's lighting, my wife's lighting, my grandmother, whoever wants to light, fine, I'm not waiting to them. But if I like thinking no one's lighting, they're all on vacation, they're all on the couch, on strike, no one's lighting. I light menorah and they say, oh, we want a light now. You can't, I just covered you with mine. It's nearish the basic. Now I guess much more complicated than that. Because Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you've got a man, this is a shayla happened a couple of years ago. A man went on a business trip. We're going to get back to that. Shacharach says, what happens if he talks about husband and wife? You've got a man that goes away in the days you script to the Urid, right? They went to the Urid, the big sale. They went away to the Urid. And they all talk about it, Achren will talk about it. What happens if I go to the Urid, I leave my wife at home, she wants Lamanur, I want Lamanur. Can I Lamanur in the Urid? Let's go slap. Be the night before the Urid. Right, I'm going to the Urid, second night Hanukkah. First night Hanukkah, I light menorah, I cover my wife. If she wants to light, can she light? Yes, no?
No.
Why not?
You
might say. Oh, well, she wants to light. The Chorah, she can light. She's no worse than my son or daughter. There's nothing wrong. We're not. We have women's rights. Yeah, she can light. No problem. So you got a couple, a man and wife, no kids. They're both home, first night Hanukkah, second night Hanukkah. They can both light. Bit strange, nothing wrong. Fourth night Hanukkah, he goes on a Urid. What happens now? Shulchan Aruch says that he can light. But the Mishmur brings a lot of Achronim. He says, no, you can't light. The Achronim says, you can't pull yourself away from your wife. The Loshon is lav kol kuminei. It's not up to you. Lo yivat to say. Any roita losim shalishti. You can't say, I don't want to be with my wife's menorah at home. I want to light in the Urid.
She's at home.
She's at home, you're in the Urid. Now, I don't understand. If you borrow your home,
you can both light.
You can both light. Now you go away, you can't. What's the shirt?
Yeah.
So I haven't got terrors to it. I've got my terrors to it. It's not something I've seen. I mean, people, they just say that halachas. The only place can say it. So the best terrors I've can come up with is
that only because she's in his house.
Yes. Yes. If the whole thought is that your house represents you, if you go to London, she goes to Gateshead, then neither of you can cover each other. The house covers all the people. He leaves, she leaves, the kids leave. Whoever wants. The girls went there as well, are covered by the house. Sure, they're covered by the house. We're going to get back to the girls if we have time. But now let's go with the husband and wife. The husband's away by the Urid. The wife lights. So we say, any yocholema, he can't say, lav kol kumine, he's not up to him to say, I want to leave. What's going on? If he's home, he can light. The next night, he's in London for a business meeting, suddenly he can't light. So there, the terrorists must be. Why are you allowed to light when you're home? We just said, you can't put five menorahs on your door. How do five menorahs? It's the same mitzvah. There's a din in the house. Oh, the terrorist says, I don't want to be Yitzah. And because Chazal says, Mahadran, Minim Mahadran, everyone lights. So, Toys, the Ram, all is Mahadran, Minim Mahadran. I will pass your house and say, wow, there's six people who are celebrating Hanukkah. But that's when the six people celebrated Hanukkah. When one's here, and one's here, and one's here, there's no Mahajabin and Mahajan. I don't see six menorahs. One's in London, one's in Gateshead, the husband's in London, the wife's in Manchester. I don't see two menorahs. Then there's a Mahajabin and Mahajan. So why are you lighting? So love kol community. It's not up to you to say to your wife, bye-bye, I don't want to be here to your mitzvah. It's not your wife, your son, your daughter. Anyone who's home lights, it covers you. You can't escape the fact your house covers you. When you're home, you can lie, Mahajabin and Mahajan. So now, these our friends, these two girls who went to Eretz Yisrael, they could be that we say to them, Lav kol kumene, you're not allowed to lie in Eretz Yisrael. Your father lied to home, or your mother lied to home, or your brother lied to home, or your sister lied to home, or someone lied to home, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, but
the time of life is not charged. Oh, so the timeline is a bit of an issue because it could be that you like that. So what were you saying for?
If he is stipulated, I don't want to be moitzim my daughter.
Oh, so that's what the point of saying Lav kol kumene. Mishmur says if you do think that, maybe it works. He brings it down with what he has three eighths, maybe that. But really, it's not as simple that works. So you shouldn't be doing that. So they can't. The problem is that when one of your kids leaves home, right? They get married. So you're still covered by you. Oh, why not? Oh, because they're not sovich hashulchan aviv. How long do you have to go before you're not sovich hashulchan aviv? You've got a kid leaves home, and he may have his own flat, he's not married, you know what happens, they're home more than they're there. So when you're sovich hashulchan aviv, I know married people 40 years of sovich hashulchan aviv. What's called sovich hashulchan aviv? I was talking to a big rabbi in Israel, he said to me that, how do Bachram light in yeshiva and girls in Sem? How do they light in yeshiva? Lav kol kumene, you can't escape, your father lights at home, it covers everyone who's shacked in the house. So he told me they're not sovich hashulchan aviv, because once you go to yeshiva, then the father's not supporting them. I yeshiva fees and no one pays. That's another reason not to pay. It's a good chumrah.
Sends him money, he does. Maybe
masses. Yeah, so he told me because really the yeshiva have to look after him. And if the father would stop paying fees, they'd probably still keep him in there. And some of them. Oh, why do they that? Because of this reason. So how does Ashkenazim light? This nakuda would be the same. Club of this. So you have to say that once they leave the house, they're not sovich hashulchan aviv. Ashkenazim. But these girls, how long do they have to go to the Adam's? They're going to the Adam's house, they're eating there, they're sleeping there, the father's not paying them a penny, big box of chocolates, that's it. So when do you say that they're not sovich hashulchan aviv anymore? Maybe they are, maybe they are. There's a big unknown. So because of the unknown, what do? On one hand, you need to lie in there, on the other hand, you can't, your father lives for you. So what did they do? They relied on their uncle. They said to him, look, lad, we're not with our father. We're going to give you a shekel. You mishtat of a prut, you give a prut. And now you latch on to the hadlocker here in Eretz Yisrael. So lad, you can't escape your hadlocker home. No, bro, my father likes me. Lad, I am not yod to my father because the time difference, or because I'm not saying Michal Shulchan for a week, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I give a shekel, I'm yod. But now the uncle went to England. What was that?
That's what I didn't like. The other one.
Oh, the other one, this happened 3 nights ago, they came home, Veinenu, she was gone. They don't know where she was, I don't think she's the regular situation. They didn't know what it is. And I don't know if they can be mashtat for pruta with her, because she's not the balabayas. If the halacha says, if me and you go to a hotel together, we can't join up. Because we're not...
Yeah, she lives there in Mecca, the other person.
Well, she's not really the balabayas, she's a long-term machsanoi.
She just gave the money still without him being there.
Give the money to who? To him?
To him.
Alright, who likes Monero? Who, the woman? The girls are like, oh, that was another show. I was discussing it with one of the rabbonim here in town a long time. Can we know if I come to your house, I'm the guest, you're the balabais, and give you a pound and I join in and you light? Can I light? I'll give you a pound, I'm not the balabais, and I'll light for you.
You're
renting
space. You give
it
the pound,
you're renting
space.
No, the pound is to join in the mitzvah. Give a pound, as long as you say you can have a part in the oil. Which means I'm joining into your oil. If I'm joining into your oil, can I light for you? I thought it was partially, yeah. But this Rav said to me, no, he has a few riyas, not like that. Which means the girls can't lie now. What did you know? There's a real problem. Who did they join up? The Balabais has done a runner. So what did they do? It's a very, very problematic situation. And not only that, but we said there's three parts to Menorah. There's lighting Menorah, there's seeing Menorah, and there's Birch Zaroya. So I said, will the Birch Zaroya go to the neighbor? He went to the neighbor, Greg was their cousin, didn't even know it was really. They went to their cousin, and they got the Birch Zaroya within a cousin. And when Klab is seeing the Menorah, there's loads of Menorahs, go see any Menorah, no problem. But the Maisa mitzvah of lighting Menorah, what do they do with that? It's a very big question, it isn't a simple answer. So the good thing to know is, if you ever have someone traveling on Hanukkah, you must almost check up with someone who probably knows the halachas here, because what's going on? A son or daughter go away, or our spouse goes away, what goes on now? You have to remember, the house always works. The house covers everyone. You can't escape so simply. So what do you do? Like I said, Pirchum Sim, or girls go away, half term, it's not so simple. Oh, so that's what you could say. You could say, once they leave, they get married, they lie. So now they're without, now they go for a week. So that is a big argument to be said. But it's much more, they don't want to lie. Let's get this straight. You know, it's all the lighting outside. The last thing they want to do is stand on the street and have a mirror. Oh, so they much prefer to be yotzei with the father. They want to argue. They want to be yotzei. They want the father to be yotzei. Yeah, so now can they? I don't know. Like you say, maybe not. This is your house. You've relocated for a week. And if they stop the flights, like it happens in Costera, you'd stay there for, I don't know, you're in a different house now. Yeah. So they should lie. Yeah, they should lie. So that was the shayla. Or do you say that they're still part of the question, Chonaruch says that husband can't lie, he goes to the Urid, goes to the business, so how long is that for? You can say maybe that's shorter, it's one night, it's two nights, because it's a week. It's very unclear. I was talking to two Chosh Rabban in England. One said to me, for a week, it's called you've left the house. The other one said to me, less than a year, you haven't left.
So what? For 3 nights.
Oh, so, but what is that? Is that, have they left the house? Is that, so why when someone gets married for 3 nights, it doesn't work. 3 nights later, they're back home. But could this, how much? So no, I told you, one Rav says that a week, one Rav says a year. So it's probably somewhere, I don't know. It's a very, and you don't find the point game some, because so the Urid was also back then, the Rabzera, the Gemara. Huh? Yeah, back then, the Gemara's were Rabzera. Rabzera went to Yeshiva. Then they went to Yeshiva. It wasn't like today, where you're home more than you're there. The Rabzera went to Yeshiva. It was 2 year commitment at least. And so Rabzera says, what did he do? It was a long time. He said, I don't need to light. Can my wife lights me at home? So Achshon Shenesoy, now I'm married, since my legal of going base, my wife lights, I don't serve Zeres in Yeshiva for 2 years, no, and there's a lot of no more.
That means that Bochy did light.
Oh, very good question. Bochy did light. So what's going on? Why didn't you rely on his father? So Reb Chaim Kineski brings a Yerushalmi, says Reb Zeres was Yosem. Because otherwise, as much as your wife lights, your father can light. So that's the introduction to the sugya. We've gone over time, but the idea is, if you're in Chanukah, just check out probably before.
Next time, give that shit before Chanukah, then we can have a second part.
Won't go away.
It should be 2 hours, like last week's shiur, but. Oh.